Hello, and welcome to the Colorado Water Quality Monitoring Council and their Colorado Data Sharing Network as we present to you our Regulation 85 Data Management Package to help you comply with the data delivery requirements in Regulation 85. This presentation is designed to help you determine your needs, you to understand the basic workflow and what options are available that might fit your situation or needs. This presentation is not designed to teach you how to take all the necessary steps. That will come later. The presentation lasts about 20 minutes, and you can stop or start it at any time. We've made some basic assumptions. Number one, we've assumed that you are a discharger or affiliated with a discharger who falls under the Reg 85 rules. This includes dischargers that are above and below the Reg 85 million gallon per day threshold. You may be an individual discharger, or you may be part of a monitoring collaborative group or some combination. Our upload packages are designed to apply to all these situations. And finally, we assume that the data collected under Reg 85 is designed to inform appropriate nutrient regulations in the end, and thus, for many entities, more data might be of value to include in addition to the minimum Reg 85 data requirements. This presentation will cover in order, first a little bit of information about the Colorado Monitoring Council in case you may not be familiar, and then we will cover the general workflow once data has begun to be collected on how to upload it. We will cover and present four packages designed to meet you where you are to get your data to the division, some general considerations that you might want to think about regardless of who you use to upload your data, and then if you were to want to get involved, what would be the next steps. So why bother to use the Colorado Data Sharing Network? We believe it's an appropriate choice because your existing monitoring discharge permit reporting will not qualify. Either you're going to have to do it yourself or hire a third party or work with a third party to get your data to the Water Quality Control Division. The division will be providing an upload template, but it will have no training or support attached to it, and you might find that it's a very complicated process. Also, the Data Sharing Network exists to do exactly this. This is our mission, to share data and to get it used more than once, where appropriate, so that cost savings from sharing data can be used more for more monitoring, for more analysis, and for higher levels of analysis, for example. We're extremely cost-effective. We operate as a nonprofit with little overhead, and so we're able to pass all possible cost savings to the users and supporters of the Council and the Data Sharing Network product and services. We can and do get the job done consistently and adequately each year, and if you all decide to use this, we'll be creating a sustainable collective Reg 85 data repository. In addition, the Water Quality Control Division, as well as the Colorado Monitoring Framework, are encouraging entities to use the Data Sharing Network for the Reg 85 data. It's going to be more efficient in the end for data to be all in one place. In case you don't know, who is the Water Quality Monitoring Council? Our website is on this slide. We're a statewide collaborative of diverse public and private entities, and there's some examples there listed. We're all dedicated to facilitating water quality monitoring and seamless data sharing among all interested parties to accurately characterize the water in Colorado. We've been around in some form or another for 25 years, and we focus on the common ground that we all share to have the right data in the right place at the right time, regardless of what we might decide to do with that data. Where would your contributions go if you choose to support one of these packages? It might be good for you to know that we're a nonprofit. We operate as a nonprofit structure and function. As many nonprofits do, we have a combination of volunteers and one paid part-time project coordinator. We're not free, but we're extremely cost-effective. We're able to leverage every dollar that we get. Our databases require servers and updates and maintenance. Data management, whether it's in your small shop or larger, requires somebody's time to be that data manager. It will cost you something in time and resources to get your Reg 85 to the division, and if we can do that cheap for you, we would like to do that. We do leverage, because of our diversity and inclusiveness and our nonprofit structure, we can leverage your $50, your $500, $5,000, or $10,000 contribution to provide at least three times the service that you as an individual entity could provide and purchase for yourself. As one simple example, we pay $1,000 a month for a server that hosts our map and our database. This same service and service provider for a single entity is closer to $3,000 a month. That's just one example of the power of our synergy. Suggested contributions for the proposed Reg 85 packages do not cover the cost to provide that service, but they contribute to the ability to provide that service to you at a reasonable cost. It is our collective contributions that allow us to cover our expenses, because we all share the load in what we're able to share. Some common questions about what the Data Sharing Network does with the data is we do not judge the data. The quality, precision, accuracy, metadata is all up to the data generator. What we do ask is that you provide a minimum set of data elements that would tell other users about the quality, precision, methods of that data so they will know if it's appropriate to use for other purposes. This is simply quality data management, and it also will include all the minimum data elements that the division is requiring or that Regulation 85 is required to have. So we, the Data Sharing Network, never edit, delete, or change the data. That privilege belongs to the data owner, and in that sense, the data is always secure that way. What we do provide is a verification process of all uploads. That verification process is defensible, and it is approved by the data generator, who signs off on every upload that exactly what was uploaded is what they thought was uploaded. And now on to the general workflow. You've now begun to generate data for Reg 85, and we're talking about laboratory data, field data, as well as any QA data you might have and metadata. You are working on or designing a data managed plan that not only validates and verifies the actual results for yourself, but needs to get it from its original in lab and your organization's resting place to a final spot for decisions, which in this case in Reg 85 says it's the Water Quality Control Division. So in this particular workflow, you have choices to make. You can store your data and manage your data with all other data you collect. Perhaps you already have a water quality database in your current management system. Or you might choose to manage this Reg 85 data completely separate from all other data and use the Excel template spreadsheets that we provide or somebody else provides for you. Or we can also, in the Data Sharing Network, set up a rapid data entry form that you enter the data literally into the database directly and verify and validate it from there. The point is that you do not have to change anything about you and how you manage data right now if you don't want to. We can work with where you're at. There are two minimum data requirements for Reg 85, and it depends on what your flow is, the million gallon per day flow threshold. For those that are below that threshold, you have to monitor one station, three indicators, on a variety of bi-monthly or each 12 months a year. If you're above that threshold of flow, you're going to be monitoring or required to monitor three stations, three indicators monthly. We call that plan the 3312 or the 1312 if you're below that threshold. Step two, then, is to decide on an upload path. You can hire somebody else, work with somebody else, do it yourself, but if you decide to use the Colorado Data Sharing Network, you would pick one of our packages, which do range from do-it-yourself to we do it all for you. And once you select your package and your path, step three is, if you're working with us, we would get an agreement in place, a contract, that would be clear about what you need, what our role is, what the deliverables and the timeline and responsibilities and expectations are. Then we get you an organization ID that's unique to your organization, set up your required training, which may be as simple as watching a pre-recorded set of steps. This training is going to help you get the data that you need, that you generate from both the lab and the field, in the format that we need and eventually the division needs, regardless of what package or path you select. This will provide us a consistent and predictable format for us to work with, and this lowers the cost to you. Then on to step four, we then begin to configure four different Excel templates used to upload your data and metadata. You can upload the data directly into these again, and we recommend that you do that if you're doing a simple 1-3-12 or 3-3-12 plan, but we'll teach you how to do all of this. There are four information templates that we needed completed. Most are extremely simple with only a few fields and include the minimum information that others will need to understand how your data was generated and that are required for Reg 85. These templates include the organization, information about your organization, information about your project, information about your station location and monitoring locations, and then finally the actual chemical results that you generate, or the activities. You only need to repeat this last template on an annual basis unless information in the first three templates change. We set these up front for you. And again, if you manage your data in another format, we can crosswalk the fields to our template format for you. You will have to do this yourself if you use the divisions template. Mapping or crosswalking simply just translates how you might store and name nitrogen, for example, into how the data sharing network database template stores and names nitrogen. Again, you can start entering and using this format, or you can directly enter your information into the rapid data entry form option. Note that your required SAP and QAP that Reg 85 requires can be attached to the project template and be provided as well. This is all the upfront work, and now we move on to step five and further, which is about the actual upload. For the first year, we're going to put in a trial upload for sure to make sure we run out any kinks or any in the data or the process itself. We are going to trial also a verification process where you will actually receive a data dump of what we uploaded, and you check it and verify that what you think was uploaded is actually what we uploaded, both in data and actual results and metadata, and then you will sign off on this. Because the data sharing network cannot edit the data, you will have to make any corrections. Once this trial upload is complete, we will begin the actual annual upload process that will include your data up to the December of that last year. Then we do another official data verification process, and then it's uploaded and we notify the Water Quality Control Division. The next question most people have at this point, whether you're the 3312 or the 1312, is what would be the timing of all of this? And just to remember that steps 2, 3, and 4 are one time only unless information changes, and it's very easy to update those templates. This presentation was produced in April and May of 2013, the first year of Reg 85, and so we might evolve. You might decide to change or add or delete indicators, and they're easy to tweak. Steps 1 through 4 are happening now. We're asking all groups to commit to pick a package by possible by May, by the end of May. We're asking all groups to get an organization ID and to attend this minimum retraining by May 30th if possible, but definitely by the end of July 30th. And in that time, July 30th, we would begin to configure your four different templates. In September, we would be doing a trial upload of the data that you have. And then we would ask for your real data February 1st of each year that would include all the data up to December of the previous year. And we will do an upload process, and we have 6 weeks then to do a verification process on March 15th. And then a final notification to the division by March 30th that your data is there. The deadline in the regulation is April 1st. Again, these are not in stone deadlines, but guidelines with time buffers to protect everyone for unforeseen issues. We will need groups to commit to a certain deadline and timeline in order to be able to verify and guarantee the data will actually meet this time deadline. I'd like to provide as much clarification on what our verification process is so that you know this path will indeed meet your requirements. So again, what exactly does the Colorado Data Sharing Network verify in this package? The upload templates we will provide you have the required Reg 85 fields in it. This has been reviewed and verified by the Water Quality Control Division staff. In essence, you provide us data that has XYZ in it. That includes the metadata, the methods, and actual results. What we verify is that you provided XYZ data that is now what is uploaded in the system as XYZ data. You, the data generator, then review in a download what was provided and ensure that what you provided is actually XYZ data and it's there. The responsibility of literally what is uploaded, so the actual results, the actual metadata, the lat longs, the nitrogen values, all of that, the precision and the accuracy is the responsibility of the data generators. What we do not verify is your SOP or anything else associated with Regulation 85. We don't verify what stations you selected, what indicators you picked, and what frequency you sample. We don't verify the methods, the detection limits, the quality, the precision, the accuracy, or anything of the data provided, including accuracy of lat longs and other metadata. This would be true whether you hire another third party, do it yourself, or work with us. Again, the quality of the data belongs to the data generator, and that's appropriate. So now we've covered the workflow and the timing. Let me present for you the four different packages we prepared to meet you where you might be with your time and resource. Reg 85 Package 1 is basically do-it-yourself. This is designed for entities that are doing the basic 136 below that million gallon per day flow threshold, or the 3312, you're above that and you have to do three stations and three indicators monthly. Or you're monitoring something very close to that and you just want to get it done. You want to get this regulation requirement off your plate. And you have the staff and the skill set to do it yourself, but you still would like to use the data sharing network to create a collective data repository. The assumptions we have in this do-it-yourself package are you will still need to require an organization ID and attend a minimum training. You would use our existing tutorials and support documents. There will be no staff direct project coordinator support. Basically, you teach yourself how to do it. You get our templates in our upload files and you configure them yourself, or perhaps you have us set up a rapid data entry form and you enter the data and upload it yourself. You will verify the data yourself via the data dump, as you would any process yourself. You can let us know and we can notify the division that it's there. Know that you would still have all access to all our other data downloads, analytical tools, maps, and map functions. Everybody has access to this at all times. The suggested contribution for this package is a one-time only $250 organization ID and then $247 each year thereafter to go ahead and maintain your organization ID and the renewed upload templates. Know that the organization ID, what it does is it programs your stations onto the map, into the database. It's a one-time programming effort that gets you into the system. Our next package is called Package 2, and we call it the Basic Package. It's designed for entities that are doing the basic 3312, or even the 1312, or very close to that, and are using only one lab, and they don't want to do it themselves. They need someone else, a third party, to do this for them. Again, our assumptions is that you would acquire an org ID and attend a minimum training. All packages have that. But we will use our staff time to set up the four template config files for you, and we actually upload it for you. We also do the verification through a data dump. You get staff time and support time, unlike package one. We will notify the division your data is there, and again, you have access to all our other products. The suggested contribution to cover the cost of this work is a one-time $250 org ID fee, and then $697 a year. Spreading out our support over subsequent years makes it affordable as we share the load. We can renew this on an annual basis and adjust it as we need for your resources and the effort required. The third package is basically the basic package plus there's more data. This is designed for entities that are doing more than the basic 3312, like a collaborative effort that might have a dozen labs they're using. We are able to group together this effort and reduce costs for that group to do it alone. It's also for groups that would like to add more stations, more indicators, and frequency as time increases or goes on. Some groups are also interested in including legacy data or biological and physical habitat data so that their analysis for the Regulation 85 data and the nutrient regulations will be more robust. We can also join if you're interested in doing uploads to our system for the Water Quality Control Division's Basin or 303D data calls. We can combine these two efforts and make it be one effort for you. The assumptions are all of the same assumptions in the basic package, the org ID, the training, and so forth. The only additional assumption requirement is that you complete a form that characterizes the additional data, condition of the data, the format of the data, and the type and volume of data, so that we can provide a time estimate of what it will take to configure and upload that data and make sure it's extremely cost-effective for you. The suggested contribution for this particular package is, again, the one-time only $250 org ID fee, the base fee of $697, and then whatever the bid is for the extra data, with the not-to-exceed clause that's very clear to protect both entities based on an hourly rate. We do provide discounts for groups that lump together their labs and data. And we also will consider things like legacy data. You're going to upload that one time. That's not an ongoing cost. So this remains a flexible fee that really meets you where your data and your labor will be. The Reg 85 Package 4 is an upload package and a download package. It's designed for entities that want their data uploaded. Either they do it themselves or they get help. But they also want somebody else to download data for them beyond the verification download. You might be interested, for example, in all the Reg 85 data that everybody has put up there, or maybe just the Reg 85 data in your watershed, or data that meets some other requirement. We can also provide a simple set of summary statistics on a subset of data once you let us know what your boundaries are for that data. The assumptions for this package are that you pick an upload package, one, two, or three, that we just covered, and then you simply add the download request that you want, and you fill out a form that characterizes what you want downloaded when, so that we are able to put a bid on that. The suggested contribution is the one-time $250 org ID, the base fee of $697, unless you picked the first option, it would be $247. And then whatever our hourly bid with a not-to-exceed clause to protect both parties based on an hourly rate. This, too, can be renewed annually to allow for any adjustments in your needs and resources. Just to let you know, again, and remind you that each one of these, whatever package and agreements we make, will be signed by a contract of both parties. This contract will be an annual basis and will be signed by the data generator and the council. The language in it will include what we are providing and what we're not providing, as well as the responsibilities of all the data generators. It's designed to be transparent regarding all deliverables, expectations, costs, liability, responsibilities, safety nets, and timelines and deadlines to be met for both parties to succeed. This provides assurance, predictability, confidence, and protection that all entities will need in this Reg 85 requirement. Just a reminder that suggested contributions do not cover all the data sharing network actual costs, but again, it's our collective contributions that allow us to cover our costs and provide it as a reasonable service to you. So again, in summary, the four packages range from do-it-yourself, the very minimum Reg 85 monitoring requirements, the basic monitoring plus additional data that you might want, legacy, additional parameters, indicators, frequency, biological or physical habitat data, and the final package is one of those first three upload packages, and then adding a download package. So regardless of what package you take or whether you use the data sharing network or not, you might want to consider these general concepts here in selecting your path to get your data to the division for Reg 85. First is how much staff and time do you have every year to stay up to speed on the data management protocols, and if the data sharing network can leverage your resources and do it for cheaper, we sure want the chance. If you can group your data, including minimizing laboratories and minimizing submitting under one umbrella versus five groups, for example, it will streamline the process for you or anybody else you might work with to do this. Getting your laboratories to provide you in a data format that you need so it seamlessly goes into the upload templates, whether that's ours or the division's, including all metadata, is going to save you money no matter who you use to upload your data. General considerations then continued, is you might want to think about what you're going to do with the data. Many of you are going to do nothing with the data, and you just want to get this regulatory requirement out of the way. And again, if we're the cheap route to do that for you, then we'd like to do that. But there are many entities out there that do plan to look at other data, both Reg 85 and other data. They plan to model or do sophisticated analysis with this data in order to get to the ultimate purpose of the Reg 85 data set, and that is appropriate nutrient regulations and standards. If this is you, then it is in your best interest to have all the data that you can. And if DSN is the cheapest way for you to do that, to get all your data in one place, and knowing that you can add to new data to this, and it will always be together and be available, that might benefit you in the long run and the short term. The data sharing network can work with you to get your legacy data into the system. And then finally, if you do plan in the future to answer any division's data calls, the 303D or the basin hearings, or perhaps you have a non-point source project in your basin, you can use this same process and timing to include all that data versus using the division's upload templates, and you can keep managing your data the way you want. So this would extremely streamline all that process for you. Even though it may seem upfront heavy, it is upfront heavy, but over time it absolutely pays for itself in time and labor. So if any of these considerations apply to you, please do think about them. And now, if you really did want to get in one of our packages, the next steps that you would take would be to contact me, Barb Horn. My information is on the screen there. If you have any questions or any comments about these particular packages or process, please contact me. If you have specific questions about the actual database, the templates, the technical questions, please contact our project coordinator, Lynn Padgett, and her information is on the screen. Remember that these packages are starting places. We really want to meet you and your unique needs where you are with your resources to help you comply with this regulation. And thank you for your time.